The first responders in our community are the 911 dispatchers with the Marshall County 911 Communication Center. Director Rhonda Broaddus says dispatchers have to think on their feet.
Oftentimes, we don't get calls from people having a really good day, right? We get those calls from people possibly having the worst day of their lives, and they just need somebody. They need somebody to listen. They need some help, and that's what the dispatchers are there for. They do everything that they can to try and help the individual, send them the help that they need, or give them a resource, or just send them in the right direction.
Broaddus says that sometimes people just need to vent and be heard. Her team is constantly doing training and working on different scenarios. As dispatchers are doing multiple things at once, one of those things is asking questions and gathering information.
It doesn't mean it's delaying their services. It means that we just have questions for those responders when they arrive on scene. They don't work alone. They work as a team. So while one person is on the phone with you, they've got a partner that's already dispatching the call, right? So it does not delay services.
This week is National Telecommunicators Week, highlighting Broaddus' staff and all they do to keep our community safe. She highlights one of her staff supervisors.
Caitlin Reinecke. She ended up taking her RPL, which is the Registered Public Safety Leadership Program. She did get certified in that, and she'll be going to get the award later this year.
Broaddus says her team in Marshall County does not have the same turnover other communities see. She says they do a great job working together, which makes those hard moments a bit easier. This summer, there are tons of camps and opportunities to learn with the Iowa State University Extension Office here in Marshall County. Program coordinator Chelsea Llewellyn says a lot of their programs are for the ages of around 4th to 8th graders.
We've got something called Ag Adventure coming up. One of our specialists will be teaching about that, kind of like some agronomy and crop science for 4th through 8th graders on June 8th.
That program will be taking place at their office here in Marshalltown. Another camp coming up this summer will be June 24th, called On Our Own and Okay.
And that camp is going to be highlighted towards the youth that are starting to stay home by themselves for the first time. Not necessarily like a babysitting basics that we've hosted in the past where they're trying to watch others, but just like how to take care of themselves.
They'll talk about some easy snacks or lunches to prepare and how to contact a parent if needed. People can get registered for these camps and more online at extension.iastate.edu/Marshall. The Marshalltown Waterworks plant is doing some hydrant flushing across the city. General Manager Zach Maxfield shares the area in town that they're going to cover this spring as the project started on Monday.
So yeah, we're starting on the northwest side of Marshalltown, so north of Main Street and west of Center Street, and we're going to be doing the whole west side of town. We're finishing up on Iowa Ave. We're anticipating that to take about 2 to 3 weeks.
Maxfield says then in the fall, they'll be doing the east side of town. He says while work is being done in your area, you could experience some discoloration.
You could expect some discoloration. You could expect lower pressures kind of when we're in your area. You'll see water running down the road. We ask people to, you know, kind of avoid those areas. Don't be driving through the puddles.
Maxfield says they care for about 160 miles of water main, and they manage about 1,000 fire hydrants across Marshalltown. Throughout the whole system, there are about 1,400 valves the distribution crews manage. Yesterday, the Marshalltown Police Department issued 2 arrest warrants for individuals in connection to the rescue that happened in the old hospital in downtown Marshalltown. Lavone Jefferson, age 53, has an arrest warrant for trespassing, which is just a simple misdemeanor. She's described as approximately 5'6" tall and weighs about 200 pounds. The other one is Manuel Pallone Corona, age 33, for charges of burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the second degree, and possession of burglar tools, an aggravated misdemeanor. Corona stands at 5'10" tall and is about 150 pounds. A photo of both of them has been posted at 1230kfjb.com. The Marshalltown Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating these individuals. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Marshalltown Police Department. Coming up, we're going to be talking about one of the nation's largest FFA conventions starting up this weekend. It's 7:10.
Prom night is almost here, and your rides shine just as much as you do. This Saturday, Supershine Car Wash is supplying prom goers with a free touchless car wash. Just swing by Supershine's Southside Marshalltown location on Iowa Avenue East between 9 and noon on Saturday. One rule, the prom goer must be in the car and show their student ID. Look your best. Arrive in a spotless ride. Have a safe and fun prom from Supershine Car Wash.
It's Kyle Martin in the Mornings, brought to you by McCall Monument, a family business all about your family.
Thank you for joining us today on this Friday. Our guest here moments away with newsmakers will have County Supervisor Jared Heil. A little bit later in the hour, giving away our final four-pack of tickets to go see the Bronx Wanderers with Live on Stage. KFJB News continues.
One of the nation's largest FFA conventions will get underway in Central Iowa this weekend. About 5,000 Iowa members of the Agricultural Education Organization will attend the 98th annual Iowa FFA State Leadership Conference at the Iowa State University's Hilton Coliseum in Ames. The convention will feature some 40 competitions on topics including public speaking, job interviews, biotechnology, and farm business management. The conference runs Sunday through Tuesday at Iowa State. The Iowa FFA Association has more than 20,500 student members at 273 local chapters. One of the Quad Cities' largest hospitals was locked down on Wednesday night by the threat of gun violence. As Davenport police responded to a shots fired call at an apartment complex, an 18-year-old woman who had been shot was brought into the ER at Genesis East Hospital in a private vehicle. It initiated the hospital's lockdown protocols. The SUV's driver, identified as 19-year-old Travis Binion of Burlington, was reportedly carrying a backpack which police say contained a gun, marijuana, a digital scale, and packaging materials. Police say Binion confessed to shooting the woman, who underwent emergency surgery and is reportedly in stable condition. Binion is now jailed for attempted murder and a long list of other charges. The Iowa House has approved a bill to regulate cameras that capture and store images of license plates. The bill calls on the Iowa Department of Public Safety to identify which vendors may be used, and it would require cities and counties to pass ordinance disclosing what company has been hired to collect license plate numbers and who is reviewing the data. Automated license plate readers in Iowa could not be used for facial recognition of drivers or passengers in vehicles if the bill becomes law. The city of Marshalltown does have flock cameras across town used as license plate readers.